Hello, welcome. It's another episode of Point to Point, and today is a very special day for a lot of you people out there. Happy Switch 2 Day, if you were lucky enough to get a Switch 2. Hopefully, they will be arriving in the mail soon, so you can get your Mario Kart on. I don't have any like significant points today. I think I mostly just had Switch 2 on the brain, and what it feels like to be a part of a console launch like this, because it still feels weird to me that there's all of this like pre-order stuff going on, and just all of this nonsense about it just arrives in the mail seems a little anticlimactic to me. But I think the thing that I'm kind of excited for everyone to get in the mail is kind of seeing what these new games are. I think I've been a little bit critical the past while, just generally about like, it seems like these game makers have turned into like big tech companies, and it's all just like incremental growth for, you know, just increasingly amounts of money, even when, you know, we've kind of lost the magic of what's the new exciting feature. Like I'm still not super excited about the mouse controls. But the more that I think about it, the more I wonder what this extra power in the Switch 2 is going to be able to do for people who are really into Nintendo stuff. Like, we've seen some clips of what the old, I guess, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet looks like running on the Switch 2, and it seems like the dream of that game has perhaps been realized with it not running at single-digit frame rates anymore. And I think that's kind of why I am excited to see what Mario Kart World looks like, because I think ultimately this idea that, you know, Nintendo isn't getting silly with it anymore, I think part of that is half true. I think they have definitely found a corner of the console market that is very much fit for them. It seems very much like an evolution of where they were with the DS and kind of with their handhelds in general. But the DS had its two screens, and they were able to do some fun stuff with that. And I think that as exciting as the mouse controls are for, you know, like eight people out there, I'm kind of curious to see what this extra power is able to do for Nintendo developers. And part of that is just stemming from, you know, how old the original Switch feels, and how power has never really been a thing that, you know, Nintendo necessarily cares about. And you kind of see what they're able to do at the very, very limits of the Switch 1 with Tears of the Kingdom. And, you know, there's definitely shortcomings there when you compare it to some of the latest stuff coming out. You know, like, you're not going to be able to get Avowed to run. You're not going to be able to get a Legend of Zelda game that looks like Avowed, right? Like, not only is that maybe not technically possible, but it's also not where Nintendo is trying to go. And so I think the thing about the Switch 2 that I'm kind of excited about is, okay, now they have entered, you know, PS4 Pro era games. And, like, PS4 Pro, just, you know, to wind it back a little bit, remember, The Last of Us 2 came out on a PS4, right? Like, that game looked incredible. The game that everyone is talking about when it was remastered, you know, quote-unquote, how it barely looked any different on the PS5 than it did on the PS4. Like, we've now gotten to the level of, like, Nintendo has finally reached the level of, this is the greatest fidelity that anyone really cares about if you have a console. Like, on top of that, it's basically just, you know, you should get a PC for those extra 4Ks and, you know, crazy 120 hertz refresh, like, like specs. Like if you're a tech spec person, it's nice to have it in the Switch 2, but I think you're probably not buying a Switch 2 as a primary console if you care about tech specs like that. But it means that, you know, are we going to be able to see Mario's pores, right? Like are we going to get the funny side by side that we had with Horizon and the remaster of Horizon? It's like, hey, look, you can see more of her face. And I you know, I guess we'll see if we get a fun hyper realistic game from Nintendo. I doubt it. They seem to still very much think that console is a toy. So they have their batch of cartoon characters and fun people. But I as much as I feel a little bit, you know, still uninterested and a little kind of like disappointed, I guess, in the Switch 2 just being a slightly better Switch 1, there is something to it that as these games come out, I'm excited to see what they're able to do with the bigger amount of compute. And like you see that with the open world Mario Kart, you see that with the more destructible Donkey Kong Bonanza. And I think it gives you a lot of space to do something interesting. Something that, you know, they would have to kind of tie everything in. Like, you'd have to, like, tie it back and try to make it fit within hardware that was, you know, outdated in 2017 when that thing came out. But now you're, like, kind of, I guess, coming up to around 2019-era video games. And I think that it's a good space for them. It really, especially having it on the go, and kind of looking at where the portable PC and console market is right now, this feels like a sweet spot. I think the thing that it will still be a big indie machine, I'm sure, and that power, most of those new indie games are running okay on the original Switch, and will probably appreciate the boost on the Switch 2. But I do wonder, with all of the portable PCs and like companies being, or like little indie devs being buoyed by the Switch, if the, you know, we're talking about the Switch when, you know, before Game Pass was a huge thing. I don't even know. Game Pass must have been out in 20, maybe not. But a Game Pass becomes this new gateway for people to get into indies. And the same for the reinvigorated PS Plus, right? Like these platforms have changed from here's the place where you get your two free games to catalogs in and of themselves. And a lot of those catalogs, because those first party games are slow to come, are, you know, held up by a steady release of indies. And so that means that, you know, indie availability on the PlayStation and the Xbox are it's a little bit higher availability than it was when the Switch came out and became this big thing. And now with the, you know, we're talking about price conscious consumers, right? Like, it feels better. It may not be more economic, but it feels better to only spend $19 a month on your subscription than it is to go out and buy, you know, a couple indies here and there, and like the big games. And especially as, you know, Nintendo's prices don't go down and their games are only available on their stuff, it just becomes this thing where, you know, this is going to be like the Nintendo Switch 2 is the Nintendo box, and where you end up playing the other stuff is kind of up to you. Maybe this is like a first console for some people, and that's, you know, I think that this seems like a perfectly good one of those. But yeah, I'm still a little tepid on it. I'm excited for all of you to get out there and play your Nintendo Switch 2s and convince me. I was also not a Nintendo Switch early adopter, I don't think. I'm pretty sure we got our first Switch in like 2019 when I was able to get it on sale at some point. So, you know, not the biggest Nintendo fanboy anyways, but I'm excited to see what they can do with it. I still need to see that killer app, but I think the potential is there, right? Nintendo always has this ability to make cool stuff. Like, sometimes they make not cool stuff. Looking at you, ARMS. But then sometimes you make Mario Odyssey, right? You make Breath of the Wild. And those are, like, innovative games that kind of move the media forward. But I haven't quite seen that yet, and I think that's the thing I'm waiting for. Like, show me something that I can't get anywhere else. And, at first, that was Breath of the Wild with, like, a highly reactive environment and being able to take that on the go. Like, those two things together were, like, things I'd never seen before. And now a lot of that stuff is available for $20 on the PC. And, like, a lot of that stuff you can just take on the go with your portable PC. So I think they still have some selling to do, and it being close in price to the Steam Deck does not help. But, yeah, happy Switch 2 day. Let me know, I guess, what you're playing with your Switch 2. If it's just Mario Kart, if you're out there seeing what some of these updates look like, I'm curious. I'm always Pokemon curious. I have not played a Pokemon since Let's Go, and I have never touched third generation or later, and I am waiting for the one that's going to snag me. Fantasy France almost did it, so, you know, let me know what you're playing on your Switch 2. But I am here and ready to board this train, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Short episode today. Have a good one. Enjoy the Switch, and, yeah, we'll see you later.